All right, Darren Roach, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriot linebacker Marquise Flowers. Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, nice having you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let me ask you this. Coming from Cincinnati, you're a special teams guy. How have you seen your role change since you got here?
Well, you know, as soon as I got here, I think I understood it, you know, real quick. Everybody has to prepare as if they're going to play. I think the coaching staff here does a great job of just getting everybody prepared to play. You know, there's really no such thing as starters. You know, you can be like you said, special teams, which is very hard phase. So you could be on that, and the next thing you know, a guy gets injured. You know, and you got to go in and fill that spot. You got to know everything. You got to know what to do. So I prepare every week as a starter, whether I'm gonna be out there starting. That way, if it does happen, it's not a surprise. You know, you can slow the game down a little bit.
You coming from Cincinnati, all of a sudden, you hear at the end of training camp, start of the season. Things change like that on a dime for you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, start off with a Thursday night game, you know,
right,
and the atmosphere of that, you know. Obviously, I wasn't with the Super Bowl team, but, you know, it was just like walking out into a Thursday night game. And then from there on, just the way practice, just everything. And it's been great. It's been a quick turnaround, but I learned a lot, and I developed a lot as a player since I've been here.
No question about it. In your last game against the Bills, you recorded your first two sacks. You had 2.5 sacks.
Yeah.
What was that feeling like?
You know, at the time, I was just happy I could help my team win. I mean, still to this day, I'm just happy I could help my team win. You know, Tyrod's a great player, a quarterback who can make things happen with his feet. And I think the coaches, you know, it was a great game plan. I was put in position, you know, to just, you know, be able to chase him down. Obviously, I can run a little bit, so.
Yeah. You're being humble when people talk about you, right?
Yeah, I can run a little bit.
How fast are you?
I don't like to really get out there, but I can run. I can run with linebackers. I'm up there. I'll say that.
I'm going to back you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you got clocked at 4.4 speed.
Yeah.
That's fast for a linebacker.
Yeah.
Does that help you in covering guys?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, in the coverage aspect, you know, now you got a lot of guys that's fast coming out the backfield, or, you know, the tight ends that can run. So obviously it helps you in coverage. I mean, it helps you. It helps me a lot. The only thing that, you know, you have to learn is just really kind of controlling it. You know, I tend to overrun a lot of plays sometimes, you know, just trying to get there. Like when you face some great backs like LeSean McCoy, perfect example, when he could change direction like that, you kind of got to, you know, you want to run fast, but at the same time, you got to be under control.
When the name Flowers gets called out, you guys ever get confused?
No, when I first got here, they started, at first it was kind of a confusion because they would just say Flowers and we were both kind of like nudge. But, you know, they start doing the nicknames, giving nicknames, shortening up. The coaches call me anything from, they usually call me my first name. Trey was here first, so they call him Flowers. They call me Marquise Key. So it's easy. But on the field, I mean, even though when the announcer says Flowers, I don't know if he's talking about me or Trey. Like, I don't. I just go to the next play. Like, I don't know. So it's cool, though. It's cool playing with someone else with the same last name.